This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are expected to unveil several bills later this week stemming from the mass shooting in Boulder. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg represents the district where a gunman killed 10 people. He plans to unveil details of the bills in the coming days, things like expanding background checks for gun purchases and allowing cities to pass stricter firearm laws than the state. The package will also include more money for mental health.
Doing big landmark investments and structural changes in our mental health area is important as well. We just think it makes sense to pair it with common sense gun violence prevention policies.
Some advocates have pushed for a statewide ban on assault-style firearms. While Fenberg says he would support that, there's enough opposition from both parties that there won't be a bill this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Vaccinations are limiting spread of the coronavirus in the Colorado communities where they are being most used. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy compared vaccination rates in the state's 10 largest counties with COVID-19 case rates. She said case rates are highest in locations where vaccination rates are lowest and vice versa.
Overall, what we're really seeing here is our first clear sign, our first promising indication that we're seeing community-level protection from vaccination.
Herlihy says Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson are seeing decreases in case rates due to people getting their vaccine shots. You're listening to CPR News.